lifted the nations of the world to the high levels of vision and achievement, upon which the great war for democracy and right was fought and won. Although the stimulating memories of that happy time of triumph are both marred and embittered for us by the shameful fact that when victory was won, one, be it remembered, chiefly by the indomitable spirit and unwavering sacrifices of our own incomparable soldier, we turned our backs upon our associates, refused to bear any responsible part in the administration of peace or the firm and permanent establishment of the results of the war, one that, though terrible of course, of life and treasure, and withdrew into a sullen and selfish isolation, which is deeply ignoble, for is manifestly cowardly and dishonorable. This must always be a source of deep mortification to us, and we shall inevitably be forced by the moral obligations of freedom and honor to retrieve that fatal error and assume once more the role of courage, self-respect, and helpfulness, which every true American must wish to believe be the true part, our true part in the affairs of the world. That we should thus have done a great wrong to civilization at one of the most critical turning points of the history of mankind is the more to be deplored, because every anxious year that has followed has made the exceeding need for such services as we might have rendered more and more manifest and more pressing, as demoralizing circumstances which we might have controlled have gone from bad to worse, until now, as if to furnish a sort of sinister climax, France and Italy, between them, have made waste paper the Treaty of Versailles, and the whole field of international relationships is in perilous confusion. The affairs of the world can be set straight only by the firmest and most determined exhibition of the will to lead and make the right prevail. Happily, the present situation of affairs in the world affords us an opportunity to retrieve the past and to render mankind the impalpable service of proving that there is at least one great and powerful nation which can put aside programs of selfish interest and devote itself to practicing and establishing the highest ideals of disinterested service and the consistent maintenance of exalted standards of conscience and of right. The only way in which we can show our true appreciation of the significance of honesty today is by resolving to put self-interest away and once more